So a really warm welcome to everyone. And maybe I'll just introduce myself just very briefly. So my name's Nathan. I'm from the UK, teaching the Dharma for quite some years now. And it's really delightful to be hearing Czech again. I must say it's a language I really feel like I almost completely don't understand, but it feels like a really beautiful language to experience. And I'm really appreciative of the invite and the interest that's there to support the Dharma in Czechia. And I want to begin just expressing also my deep gratitude to every one of you for coming, and also a really deep bow to Adam for organizing this retreat, which isn't easy to do in these times. And a lot of appreciation that right from the time the last one ended a year ago, he right away was lining up this one and putting the work in from the very beginning. Thank you. And also for the willingness to create a hybrid retreat online and in person. It's extra work. And once again, real welcome to everyone online, in person, for being here and for having the willingness to explore our experience together. So possibly doing this in this kind of hybrid mixed form is going to be a challenge. So let's embrace the challenge right from the beginning. When we begin something, it's really nice to tune into what our intention is for this thing. What do we want to use this time to develop? What is it we wish to explore? What is it we'd like to see more of in our life, in the world? Is that something we can use this time for? And so I'd like to invite us to tune into that, and maybe we can even remember it for the retreat. There may be challenging times, a few times through this retreat where we kind of feel like, what am I doing here? And it might be helpful to remember, well, okay, that thing, what did I think of at that time? Maybe that's what I'm doing here. And it doesn't have to be anything really special. But there's time if you'd like. Those online, you can unmute yourself and say it into the space here. If you're in the room, if you just want to call it out, you can call it out in Czech or in English. We'll translate it either way. What is it you want to support, develop? And if you feel, too shy to say anything, that's also fine. You don't have to do this. Yeah. So there's the invitation. If you want, you can say that out loud, in the space, but don't feel that you have to. If you want to just keep it for yourself, that's really absolutely fine. So it's really lovely to have a few of these intentions kind of alive in the space, and also really lovely to feel the quality of the listening in the room. And whatever it is that you feel, that wish in your heart, that intention, I really hope that it is fulfilled through this time together. So I'd like to say a few words about the retreat, Bright Mind, Open Heart. That when we tune in and we just check, is the mind bright? Now, is the heart feeling open? And we may find it is, or we may find it isn't. And both of those are fine starting places for a retreat. The brightness, the openness of heart and mind is shaped by the meditator. So we can brighten by emptying out, by letting go of what's not needed. We can open by actually including more into the heart. And even though these seem like opposite things, they can happen at the same time. Letting go, welcoming in more. So in a sense, I can very briefly describe the journey we're going to go on. So don't feel you have to understand everything in the first go. Like we'll go then through it very slowly. We could say the Dharma is an exploration of relationship, a relationship we can work on and shape our experience. And we work on this relationship to move from habitual ways of relating to things to more liberated ways of relating. So a key word for us is going to be that the experience now is fabricated. So maybe we'll find out what that is in Czech, and we'll try and find a way of getting that explained well. So this key word of fabricate. Yeah. So it's a way that the experience is affected by other things and then built up. And because it's fabricated, because it's collected together and built up, it can also be freed. We could give the example of, sometimes you've worked really hard and your shoulders become really tense. And so that tension in your shoulders is fabricated and it can be released, right? So we can actually release through something like the body. The body can actually support us to release quite a lot of tension and stress that's built up. So for example, as we're here paying attention, there might be effort to listen, and that might actually be causing our face not to be relaxed. But then we can just invite the face to relax, just to soften, and we can listen from a more open way. So bodily fabrication shapes experience. Any tension that we feel in the physical form can be released, and that changes how we see, listen, and experience the world. And so if it makes a small difference, just relaxing the muscles in the face, then we can see that invites a certain kind of freedom. We can introduce more ease into our bodies. And so there's a whole path of practice called samatha, which is this calming, staying alive, but really calming through the body, also through the heart and the mind, this practice of samatha. And so we'll use these practices, use the insightful bodily fabrication to be able to bring about more well-being. Even as you're listening now, maybe the breath wants to be a bit slower, a bit smoother, maybe a bit deeper. And maybe that changes how you feel as you do that. Applying these understandings into our life is called vipassana, insights. Insight means a way of seeing our experience that can bring freedom. Yeah, so a way of relating that senses the possibility of other possible ways of being. And one of the really important other ways of being is metta, is more kindness towards our experience. And so we can develop this samatha, this calm aliveness, and that will bring about more insights and more sense of kindness. But each of them leads to more of the other. When we practice more kindness, that's going to be calming and open the lens, see more brightly, and we'll gain more insights, understand. So we have many entryways into supporting a more free way of being. So then we also need to think, well, what's going to be the appropriate practice to do? And so for this, we're going to utilize getting present, being mindful more and more into our experience, to know ourselves, to know how we're appearing right now, to explore how am I relating to what's appearing in consciousness right now, so that we can see how is this coming into being, this fabricated moment, what's fabricating it, what's co-creating it this way. So in the beginning, we'll just start off with more calmness, more aliveness, and that will have an effect because nothing is fixed. Everything is shapeable. Yeah. So that's the art and the insight that we'll be exploring. I'm really looking forward to exploring it together. But I also want you to know that you're really free to do whatever feels right for you at any time in regards to the practices you choose to do. But if what you're interested in developing is a quite sustainable and also radically deep perspective on life, then, you know, I think this is what we're going to be doing. And the simple way I like to put this, and I hope it lands well for you. In every moment of our experience, there is an object in attention and there is an atmosphere of attention. So for most of us, most of the time, the object of attention is the sound of a voice. And then there's an atmosphere. You know, sometimes we're enjoying, we're interested, and sometimes we're not. And when we're not, usually the mind will find another object and we'll go off into that fantasy or into the past or that thing I need to do. You know, the atmosphere is affected by the moods that we move through, the energy that we have. The atmosphere is also the way of relating. And Dharma is the exploration of ways of relating. And when we were talking about our intentions for this retreat, I think we're talking about developing, cultivating ways of relating that bring more freedom. You know, what was already mentioned in the hall, the ways of relating with more kindness, the ways of relating with more slowing down to allow for that intimacy to be with things, the ways of relating that support that stability, that staying with, that showing up in life. And all of this is going to be supported by our mindfulness and also the silence of the retreat. You know, the canvas of our exploration is the silence. So the silence is like the canvas of our creation together. And the more we can support the outer silence and the inner silence, the deeper our exploration can go. And something that can really support the silence is taking on the ethical framework of retreat, sometimes called the five precepts or the five gift that we can give. And the first precept just inquires into the question of, in what way am I causing harm to other living beings? And so we mentioned, you know, it's not just humans living in the Zen center. Every living being wishes to live its life. And we can give the gift of care rather than harm. The second concept to look at is, how am I dealing with my selfishness when I think, maybe this is for me, before it's offered? And maybe we can enjoy feeling that we give the gift of generosity and renunciation. I can be okay without that. I can be happy with that. Another of these gifts is not confusing our own mind, not disrespecting this body. So when you're on retreat, you're free of the intoxicants that we might normally confuse ourselves, muddle our minds. But we can even go further and just, you know, renounce any additional reading at this time, so our listening can go deeper into our own experience, explore the ranges, explore the edges of what we... And as was mentioned, you know, opportunity for that digital detox. Might be surprised to find out we're actually addicted to a lot of the technology around. And in a retreat setting, it's really important to give the gift of respect and space to each other. You know, we have a mind that maybe goes towards seeking sensual pleasure. And again, can we just remind ourselves, you know, this isn't supporting freedom, objectifying maybe another being, or, you know, getting really hung up in a story about, you know, what's going to be for lunch. It actually doesn't bring happiness. Can we just let that go for this time? Give that gift. And another of the gifts, the last in this list of five, you may hear them in different orders, is how do I speak internally or outwardly? How's my speech? Sometimes quite a painful experience as we tune into the meditation, we realize, there's this kind of chattering. I'm constantly talking to myself. Sometimes it's useful. We're giving advice to ourselves. Maybe, you know, lean back a little bit or breathe deeper. You know, it's helpful. And we can just let that flow. It's not a problem. But we have to be alert that at times it's going to be critical, self-critical or other critical. Maybe there's the idea, I'm no good, or they're no good. And maybe we're not going to be speaking outwardly very much during the retreat, but inwardly, can we encourage our speech to be soft, to be gentle? When we're on a retreat here together in silence, we just feel, what's the right kind of silence for us? And I'll say a little bit more about what that might mean. So we're in silence together. We're still together in the silence. And so we might hold doors open for each other in the silence. We might make eye contact or not. And you can see what you want to do. If you just, you want to do these things, you don't want to do these things. It's up to you. And of course, it's also up to them. Yeah. If you're making eye contact, someone doesn't want it. That doesn't mean you're unloved or unworthy. It's completely fine. If you want to make that eye contact, it's also completely fine. So there's a real encouragement to participate in the whole of the schedule and do all of the retreat. But exactly what that ends up looking like for you will be individual. So can we be well contained by the retreat? Can we be well supported by a sense of community? And can we be really dedicated to those intentions that we either shared or we tuned into at the beginning? So we'll pause for a moment here. If you need to stretch a little bit, then you feel free to stand up, move around. If you need a bathroom break, you can also you can also take that little break. Maybe just translate that. You don't need to record. So then we're going to flow into a meditation. I'll give a little bit of guidance and a few reminders. And then after that, I'll say a few words about walking meditation before we head out for the walking meditation period to close out the day. So yeah, really feel free to stretch and get into a comfortable posture, because we'll meditate for about 40 minutes. A general point about posture and support is that there's, as Adam was saying, there's nothing wrong with sitting in a chair for some of the sittings. Also, use as many cushions as you feel would be helpful. Generally, we want support under the buttocks and also under the knees if you're sitting cross-legged.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.